Today, we'd like to see the title of liberal sharing in the 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 15. To our non-words souls through MP3 or our YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. In verse 6, question 1, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. What does it mean in the context? What can we learn from here? Question 2 in verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. What does it mean in the context? And how can we apply it to our lives? Last question. While through the fruit of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your compassion to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. What does it mean in the context and what can we learn from here? In the last time in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 24, therefore show to them and before the churches the proof of your love and over our boasting on your behalf. During Paul's third mission trip from 53 up to 57 AD, through Titus with other Christians of the Macedonian region, likely at Philippi in Macedonia, Paul delivered this letter to church at Corinth, who already desired to donate gifts to the poor church in Jerusalem a year ago, and now the church should be ready for the donation with your willing mind before Paul's arrival. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 10 to 10, 12 right here, cross-reference. Then at our arrival, our boasting of God's work upon your desire to donate a year ago would be proved of agape love. That is a cross-reference right here, right in Philippi's Corinthians there. Corinthians right-hand side in Athens. Okay, number one. In Romans chapter 12, verse 8, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. To give with liberality is a gift of the Holy Spirit. The liberal means broad mind, open mind, or generous. Number 2, all you have is given to you by God. Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth from nothing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Therefore, money or some tangible thing which you give to God comes from God. That prayer is 1 Corinthians chapter 29, 11, 14. David's prayer. His certain materials over the temple donated to God, you know, that time. Number 3, earthly things are perishable, but heavenly things, here heavenly things in the third heaven, invisible heaven, where the Lord, you know, sit there, are imperishable, so that heavenly things are eternal, while the earthly things are temporal. Cross references right here. First of all, when you give money or something to God from heart in the spirit, the sovereign God may give you heavenly rewards or even earthly rewards to your donation. To God may be explained for his glory, his kingdom, his righteousness, or his increase. His righteousness is revealed by your life by faith, because faith comes by hearing of the word of God. Number five, the sovereign God means that God can do whatever he pleases, whether or not we understand. That's a cross reference right here. So that's example. One example, Asaph, he saw, evil man have a lot of money or a priest, but he recognized when he entered into the temple of God, he's lost how he would do, that kind of stuff there. So our, is eternal joy, come from God himself. Now, that's Habakkuk pray. Number six, the heart to love is shown with the liberality, generously, simplicity, bountifully, willing minds, cheerful hearts. In the spirit, not grudgingly, necessity, or pressure in the flesh. That is the flesh thing. Number seven, heavenly rewards are many attributes of agape love, the fruit of the Spirit, from the fullness of the Spirit, such as joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and so on. Number two, above 30 fruits of the Spirit, such as wisdom, prophecy, tongue, evangelism, teaching, exhortation, healing, diligent leading, pastoring, and so on. Number three, in heaven, the five types of crowns, such as crown of life, incorruptible crown, crown of rejoicing, crown of righteousness, crown of glory. Number four, in heaven, not burn the rewards to your works in the spirit, not to your works in the flesh or burnt out. That's a cross reference right here. Number eight, the heavenly rewards are imperishable. The earthly rewards are good during physical life, but perishable. Number nine, how much you love God may be discerned individually by the money index to divide willing expenditures to God by total expenditure. That's a cross reference right there. And in the New Testament time, at least 10% index is recommended by Jesus, like the necessity in the Old Testament time, tithes. So that's a cross reference right here. Luke 11, 42, Malachi 3, 8. So number one, 1 to 5, now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that as I said, you may be ready, lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gifts beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. Paul doesn't need to write about this ministry to deliver the donation to the church or the Christians in Jerusalem, because Paul knows the desire of Christians in Corinth of Achaia region to donate a year ago. Paul boasted or testified the desire to the Christians of the Macedonia region, exhorting many Christians there to donate. But Paul has sent the brothers to make sure the donation to be ready before my arrival at Corinth with some Christians of the Macedonia region. Otherwise, we would be ashamed of the confident boasting or testimony to them. Therefore, Paul has to exhort or encourage each of you to prepare for generous, not grudgingly donation, according to your previous promise upon the desire before our arrival. I can understand a little bit how God feels if a person gives and then he complains about what he has given to God. I'm sure God says, I didn't ask for it. I don't need it. I don't want it. Everything comes from God. God doesn't accept donation without a willing mind. It's the matter of heart to love God. Number 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. When you give bountifully, generously, or liberally to God, you will receive the bountiful, generous, or liberal reward from sovereign God. That is a heavenly reward, or even earthly reward, as stated above. Otherwise, you will receive a sparing or a few rewards. Here is their donation for the poor church in Jerusalem to God. Should be bountiful, not sparing. God recommends us to give first the fruits to God and then to give money or something to the poor, the widows, fatherless, or the aliens whom God's heart is upon. Those are summarized to second greatest commandments. First, love God, and second, to love your neighbor or a needy person as yourself. That all cross-reference right there. Verse 7, question 2. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart in the spirit, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves the cheerful giver. Let each donor purposes in his heart in the spirit. Each one is recommended from generous, bountiful, liberal, cheerful, or willful heart in the spirit, not reaching in necessity or pressure in the flesh. As a steward of God, each one should love our neighbors with given things by here donating money or treasure to the church in Jerusalem willingly. So, cross reference right there. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. God can give all grace, unmerited free given things, either heavenly things or earthly things, as stated above, sufficiently to you, so that you may share them abundantly, liberally, or bountifully with others for every good work, which it supplies. Verse 9, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The person who lives by faith, or the righteous person, has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Cross reference right here, Psalm 112. Verse 10, now may he who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for poor supply and multiply the seed. You have sown and increased the fruits of your righteousness. God provides the seed to the sower or farmer up to the bread for your food. You sow the seed, and God makes the seed grow. God multiplies the seed by making its fruit increase. So the bread to it is enriched, that you may give with liberality. That is your righteousness. To give with liberality is a gift of the Spirit. Number 11. While you are enriched, in everything for all liberality which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Because you are enriched in earthly tangible things such as money or something, you may give with liberality or generosity to the church in Jerusalem, who would give thanks to God through us, poor communists and donors. Verse 12, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgiving to God. The administration of this delivery of your donation to the church in Jerusalem, administration is a gift of the Spirit, suffices the need of the church or the saints in Jerusalem who would give bountifully thanks to God. Close reference right here. Verse 13, question 3. Why through the proof of this ministry they glorify God for the obedience of your compassion to or profess the subjection into the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men? Due to the proof of this ministry, by our delivering your donation to the saints in Jerusalem, they would glorify God because of your obedience by professing into or confessing the gospel of Christ and for your liberal or generous sharing with them and all believers. To give with liberality or simplicity as a gift of the Spirit is learned, not murmuring forced or pressed heart in the flesh. Number 14, and by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. They are praying for you. They would love to meet you because they would see the exceeding grace of God in your liberal donations. 15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. Paul closes it up by giving thanks to God for his unspeakable gift, which is really the motive for donation or giving to God. They are the gift of his Son, the gift of gospel which cost Jesus' life with blood for our sins, the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life, joy, peace, mercy, love, and so on. God has given so much. All that I have is his. Lord, we were only given back what is really yours anyhow. For your glory, your kingdom, your righteousness, or your increase. So we covered all three questions. Continue to keep on prayer. Weather damage recently, the Midwest, you know, area. So continue to keep on prayer. Pray for abandoned children in Ukraine and God's increase as well. Pray for the feeding people from starvation and sickness. Here's a particular picture, South Sudan area. Calvary, NM Hills missions, keep on prayer. You see in the European community, the missions too. That is the delivery of the word of God, the mission areas. When there's